This is Exit Stage Z with Scott. Hope you're having a wonderful afternoon. Now, in the studio, I am joined by two gentlemen who have co-founded a record label together here in Brisbane. Please welcome, but there's no live studio audience. But anyway, I have in the studio with me Andrew Stafford and Sean Clift. Guys, how's it going?
Yeah, good, Scott.
Good, Scott. Oh,
we can
going?
Hear everyone applauding.
Yeah, there's a flashing up. There's a flashing applause sign for the live audience.
It's canned clapping, isn't it?
Canned clapping, laughter.
I should get a soundboard in here for us. Don't know how I've done without for so long. You're launching this record label 4 weeks till the official launch. How's it all going so far?
Pretty exciting.
Yeah, really well.
Pretty exciting. We're it's actually 3 weeks away until Some Jerks' record comes out, Strange Ways, which is obviously the first official release for us, so we're very excited about that. And then, of course, the week after that is the launch itself at Black Bear Lodge, which is a joint launch for the label and for the band. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. We we shelled out the readies for the balance of the pressing of the album the other day. So, you know, it's very close to being a real thing. We're looking forward to getting the big box in the post.
That's it. Things have been sort of bubbling away for nearly a year, I guess, really, until we sort of finally got the money down and made that commitment. It was a really good moment for us when we sort of sent away and got that test pressing back. It was really exciting.
Getting the test pressing was pretty magical, all sitting around and listening to that. We had a bit of a listening party at my place, had Some Jerks around, and we obviously we're all vinyl junkies. I don't think, apart from a 7-inch single, I don't think Some Jerks have had a vinyl release before, so they were pretty excited. And straight away we were like, oh man, this is so great. It was a lovely feeling.
So what actually goes into running a record label? I presume the two of you didn't really have any idea before you started
one. Absolutely no idea.
it's a classic kind of do-it-yourself enterprise where we're flying by the seat of our pants. Hopefully we won't make too many mistakes along the way. I'm sure we'll make some. It's a very basic model that we've got set up. Really, we just wanted to make some records by some of our favourite, most talented people around town. And Some Jerks were kind of the first band we targeted, actually. We were at a show of theirs about a year ago, as Sean said, and they were killing it. They've got a pretty devoted local following, and I was like, this band is great. You know, if we can't sell a few hundred copies at least of this band, and that's really what it boils down to these days. You're doing little boutique pressings on vinyl, and everything else is digital or streaming, pretty much.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, Well, clearly we're doing it for the love.
Yeah. I mean, it's been actually a really great experience. I mean, we've learnt a lot, particularly in the last probably 4 to 6 months. And but actually, it's been really rewarding so far. It's been a really great experience. So, really, it's been something that we're doing for love. We started out very, very small. So we're just wanting to grow as we go and just take on stuff that we really love. So, you know, this first record we think is great, and we can't wait to get it out.
Is it just the two of you at the label at the moment?
Yeah.
And so how do you divvy up all the work? Are there specific roles you assign yourselves, or do you both do a bit of everything?
Look, I think we sort of fell into roles pretty quickly without really discussing it. It's kind of...
Yeah, that side of things was pretty obvious.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious. I mean, sort of Andrew's got a real talent for PR and writing and that sort of whole marketing side of things. And
you have a background in band management, sure.
Yeah, that's right. So, you know, and being a musician myself as well, so I sort of take the sort of back of house kind of role and look after the sort of logistical side of things, and Andrew sort of looks after the artist side of things and really pushing the PR and marketing, one of the really key things, I guess.
Yeah, which is a really interesting exercise for me, because obviously my background has been in journalism and writing for many years. Of course, the name is off the back of off the back of the book, and due respect, of course, also to Tony Kanipe and the Parameters, who gave us that song, which has, you know, really been such a definitive marker in Brisbane's musical history.
Well, I was going to ask, like...
But PR is a different thing to journalism, and that's something that I've been learning as I've been going along.
I was
going to
ask about the name which is taken from the book, the seminal musical and political history of Queensland that you wrote 12 years ago now?
It is, yes. Making me feel pretty old, but that's true.
So, well, first, as you said, it was a song by the Parameters. You took the name for your book. Then it was a music festival. Now it's a record label. Are there any larger plans for Pig City, the name, beyond this?
No, I think this is about as far as it can possibly go.
Oh, really? But you're not going to campaign to Mayor Quirky to just change the name of Brisbane and be done with it?
It would have been even funnier trying to try that on while Campbell was mayor. Actually, one of the funny things about just touching on the book for a very brief moment was that, you know, for the third edition, the most recent one, I had to write a new introduction. And at that stage, of course, Campbell Newman was premier. And because he had such a whopping majority, we all assumed that he was going to be, that we were going to be under his thumb for the next 20 years. So I wrote this scabrous new introduction, which within 6 months was obsolete because, of course, he got kicked out. But that's a pretty good reason to become obsolete. But no more plans for the title. But I do remember, you know, I love both the book and the film, particularly the film of High Fidelity by Nick Hornby. And there is a moment in there where, you know, John Cusack playing the lead role is told by his girlfriend who he's trying to win back that, you know, he's been a professional critic all his life. And you know, the minute he actually starts his own label, Top 5 Records, you know, he's no longer on the fringes. He's actually in the middle of something and part of it. And that's something that does appeal to me immensely.
We're talking with Andrew Stafford and Sean Clift from Pig City Records. Well, let's have a listen to some music from your first signing, Some Jerks. So, Andrew, you brought in a track that is yet to be released.
This is a world premiere.
The premiere of Some Jerks' second single. The first one from this record was The Hunter, which I believe has got a jolly good thrashing on this station. This next one, which will be hopefully all over radio by the beginning of next week, is called Man, I Told You So.
All right, this is Some Jerks. You're on 4ZZZ. That was Some Jerks on 4ZZZ, a world exclusive, would you call it?
That's it.
World premiere. Man, I Told You So.
The first signing for Pig City Records. That will be on their upcoming album. We have in the studio Andrew Stafford and Sean Clift from Pig City Records. Tell us more about this Some Jerks album.
Well, the thing that one of the things that I really love about it is it's so short. Being a child of the punk rock era and you know, having a fairly short attention span, I've always liked short records, and this one's all of 23 and a half minutes, which practically makes it a mini album in the old days, they would have called it. But it does have 10 songs. It's just that a couple of those songs are about 30 seconds long. I think Johnny Ramone put it best. I think, you know, said, well, maybe they were long songs played quickly.
Yeah, that's it. I think the 30-second songs I love on this record. They're so good, the 30-second songs.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. I mean, to put it in context, look, albums by the Ramones were, you know, barely scraped half an hour in their early days. Albums by the Birds, most of the early Birds records are less than half an hour. So
the early,
you know,
Beatles albums, yeah, were early about Beatles half an hour.
Yep, that's right.
And you were talking,
it's
Andrew,
a really classic sound.
While we were listening, about the double chorus that they have in there, and that was another Beatles trick as well. They would have kind of what you thought was the chorus, but no, that was just the pre-chorus. Here's something with even more hooks to get you.
Yeah, that's really important, and really the ground rule of any decent label, in my view, and I remember Seymour Stein of Sire Records saying this, and, you know, Seymour, of course, signed the Ramones, Talking Heads, and much later, of course, Madonna. But the first thing is great songs. If you don't have great songs, you've got nothing. And, you know, Some Jerks have great songs.
Yeah, and what we found with when we were even first discussing the label is that we were at a Some Jerks gig and we knew all the songs word for word just from hearing them play live. We just thought, well, we can't wait to record.
And they hadn't been recorded at that stage, or at least we hadn't heard them if they had been. They were probably working on it at that point. But, yeah, to us it was a no-brainer, really. Yeah.
And so do you have any more plans for future bands that you're maybe in negotiations to sign? Any bands in your sights?
Well, maybe Sean should take this question because he has been involved with Sabrina Laurie for quite a number of years. Sean.
Yeah, look, I've been working with Sabrina, you know, for about maybe 6 years or so, actually. So we're really excited that her record's finished.
It's been a long time recorded, coming. It's been, and you know, she's had a lot of setbacks.
Yeah, we're going to put it out in March next year or around March next year. So we're just getting all the final mastering together for that and the artwork and some videos and getting the whole package together. So that is really, really exciting for us. So we sort of planned on putting out two releases in the first 12 months, and, you know, to have Sabrina on board is really exciting. And we've been lucky enough to secretly hear a couple of the mixes, and we are very excited.
We're very excited about that. I've already said to Sean, if this ends up being, if these are the only two records that we ever actually put out, we'll be damn proud of that, actually.
That's right, yeah.
We're extremely happy with both of them, and particularly stoked for Sabrina because she has had a really hard road. You know, this year she had a really nasty accident and broke her back, and she's really, we're all very lucky that she's still with us, let alone that she's come through to make the record that she has. And in fact, there probably will be hopefully another one following in fairly short order.
Excellent.
Next year. We might actually have two records to put out by her next year.
She's got a plethora of material.
She's, you know, really most of the way through recording the second one, all from the same sessions, but there's really a few sides to what she does. I think that we'll have this first one out in probably February, March, which is shows a very different side of what perhaps people who have seen her live are used to, and then the second one, there'll be more of the kind of hard rock and stoner rock that she's well known for.
Fantastic. So I know running a record label must be extremely time-consuming, but you two do have a lot of pots on the boil. Andrew, have you been working on anything else, any more books in the pipeline that you can talk about?
Not books at the moment, because I'm flat out earning a living, and you know, there's, unfortunately, when you're writing books, you're not going to actually see anything that's going to pay your rent for a fair while, and I've been concentrating on that. So I've certainly been writing, but most of it's been for journalism publications. So, you know, I'm doing quite a bit of work in terms of writing about music. I'm actually doing quite a bit of work for The Guardian at the moment.
And Sean, you're also the drummer for Lords of Wong. What's going on with the band?
Well, Lords of Wong, we're still kicking around. We're probably not playing as much as what we used to do. We're sort of probably doing about, you know, four or five shows a year we tend to work on. There's actually four of us in Lords of Wong that are working on a side project at the moment called La Mancha. And we've been recording some tracks with that project for the last year or so. And we're hoping to put something out next year with that. So it's quite different to Lords of Wong. So it's very much a recording-based project. So all of us in that band are doing things. We're just kind of doing a couple of new and exciting things as well. So, it's really great to be back in the studio and working on some stuff with those guys. It's great.
Fantastic. We have been talking to the founders of Pig City Records today on Exit Stage Z, Andrew Stafford and Sean Clift. Do you want to give one last plug for the launch?
Yes, indeed, we do. The show is at Black Bear Lodge on the 28th of October. Apart from some jerks obviously headlining the evening for being their record launch, Sabrina, get there early because Sabrina will be playing her first live show back since her accident earlier this year. So again, we're very, very proud of her. And of course, we've also got the mighty Mick Madue and the Mesmerizers playing as well. We all love Mick, of course. He's an institution. And we're pretty thrilled to have him with us for the night as well.
Fantastic lineup. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for coming in today. And Andrew, we're going to play one more song from this.
Another world premiere. We're not going to hear this one on the radio for a bit until you've got the whole record. But instead of The Hunter, this is a cover of a classic Blondie song called Dreaming.
Fantastic. This is Some Jerks covering Blondie. You're on 4ZZZ.